Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Leads to Emotional Health.
Now, the book of James is in the category of what's called wisdom literature. It's like the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament. And that means it's a collection of wise advice and aphorisms to help you through your daily life. Now, the topics, when you read through the book of James, can literally change with each verse. And often a particular topic is spread throughout the entire book. For instance, he talks about the power of your words in your mouth, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and chapter 5. So in some cases, we're jumping around from chapter to chapter to see all that God has said about a particular subject. Now today, I want us to look at a faith that leads to emotional health. A faith that leads to emotional health. And in the book of James, we're given many valuable and many practical principles for coping with stress. Today, we're going to look at just 10 of them, 10 principles. So we might call these the 10 COVID commandments, the 10 COVID commandments for emotional health. Now, before I give them to you, I want to point out a couple things. Everybody doesn't have the same level of stress. We all have different levels of stress in our lives, and everybody does not respond to stress in the same way. I'm sure you've heard of people saying probably many times during this pandemic, well, we're all in the same boat. But actually, that's not true. We're not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm, but we're not all in the same boat. Some people are sailing in this storm in a yacht, and they've got enough money, and they've got a secure job, and they've got a nice house, and they're sailing through the storm in a yacht. Other people are in a rowboat, and they live month to month with their rent, and being out of work is a disaster for them right now. And even still, there's some other people in this storm who are just kind of like holding on to a piece of driftwood in the storm. In other words, how do you shelter at home when you're homeless? What if your home situation is alcohol and abuse? So we're all in different boats in the same storm, and you need to be sympathetic to that. Now, each of us came into this crisis with different levels of what I would call emotional and physical and spiritual reserves, okay? And if you have a lot of reserves built up in your life before we entered this crisis, you're probably doing okay right now. But if your tank was already half empty before this crisis, you may be running on empty by now. And the truth is, some of you entered this crisis with nothing in your emotional tank and nothing in your spiritual tank. And you were already drained before this even happened. And you were the most vulnerable to distress. And I want you to know that I care about you. I care about you. And I mean that. And so does your church family. We want to help you through this difficult time. That's why I'm teaching this special COVID-19 series. You can't be spiritually healthy if you're emotionally unhealthy. Did you hear that? You can't be spiritually healthy if you're emotionally unhealthy. And you can't be spiritually mature if you're emotionally immature. So, regardless of how much emotional and spiritual reserve you had before this crisis began, you need to understand that every day that this crisis continues, your emotional and your spiritual and even your physical reserves are being drained every day. Okay? You just need to understand that. Ongoing stress that just doesn't stop, it completely depletes your reserves a little bit every day. It's like letting the air out of a tire. And that's why today's message is so important on emotional health. Now, Romans chapter 12, verses 11 and 12, I love this in the Message paraphrase, says this: don't burn out. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. We're going to talk about how to keep yourself fueled, how to keep your emotional, physical, mental, spiritual reserves up. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Don't quit in hard times. Instead, the Bible says, pray all the harder. Now, I'm going to share with you 10 commandments for emotional health during COVID-19. As I said, we might call these the COVID commandments. These 10 principles are all in the Bible, and James refers to most every one of them. And if you'll follow these guidelines, you're going to make it through this pandemic without falling apart. So I hope you'll take notes on this message. You can download the message outline from our website. Now, let me give you these 10 commandments, COVID commandments, these 10 steps to emotional health. Okay, ready? Number one, here's the first one. Show grace to myself and to others. I need to show grace to myself and to others. To make it through this crisis, you need to treat yourself and you need to treat other people the way God treats you. How does God treat you? Graciously, with grace, with mercy, with forgiveness. God always gives us what we need, not what we deserve. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't even be here. He gives us what we need. That's called grace. And in James chapter 4, verse 6, it talks about God's grace, and it says this: God loves to give us more grace. He opposes the prideful, but he gives grace to the humble. God loves to give grace. He opposes the prideful, but he gives grace to the humble. Why does God oppose the prideful and the arrogant? Because they think they can do it all by themselves. They don't think they need God. They don't think they need God's grace. They don't think they need his mercy or forgiveness. There, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. But when we're humble and when we admit that we don't have enough resources to make it through this situation, God opens the floodgates of heaven and he pours out his grace on the humble. And you know what? Then God expects you to treat yourself and everybody else the same way.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. We'll say thanks by sending you a copy of Rick's 365-day devotional, Open Doors, a year of daily devotions. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
So, the first thing you need to do for emotional health is you need to be gracious to you and to everybody else. You need to cut yourself some slack, and you need to do the same with others. Why? Because everybody's having a tough time right now. Everybody's under the gun. Everybody's feeling the stress of this pandemic. Particularly the over 30-something million in America who are out of work and no telling how many millions around the world. And so you need to be kind, and you need to be gentle, and you need to be gracious with you. What am I saying? Don't expect yourself to be able to perform at the same level that you were at before this crisis began. You know, remember, every day that this crisis continues, your reserves are being drained. What does that mean? It means that right now, you can get a full night's sleep and get up in the morning and an hour later think, I'm exhausted. If you felt that way, that's normal. That's normal with prolonged stress. So the first step to emotional health is to be forgiving of yourself. Cut yourself some slack. You may be working fewer hours right now and yet feel more fatigued. Again, it's normal. So you should plan a moderate amount of work right now. Not expect to be able to operate at the same level of efficiency, the same level of energy that you had before this crisis. This is not the time to play Superman. It's not the time to play Superwoman. You want to be realistic. Be forgiving of yourself and everybody else around you because everybody's worn out. Now, because of this first principle, treat myself the way God treats me. Show myself grace and show other people grace. Give them some slack. Then you need the second principle. Here's the second principle. Start and end each day refueling my soul. You need to start and end every day during this pandemic refueling, recharging, renewing, refilling your soul. Now, what's your soul? Your soul is your mind, it's your will, your ability to make choices, and it's your emotions. The way you think, the way you feel, and the way you choose. You see, you're not just a body. You're a soul with a body. And just as your body has to be fed every day to stay healthy, so does your soul. And if you're not feeding your soul, you're fasting your soul, your soul's on a diet, well, you're going to be drained emotionally and spiritually. So how do you refuel your soul? By getting into God's word every day. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word from the mouth of God. Okay? You recharge. This is soul food. The more you get in this book, the more you're going to recharge, refill, refuel your soul. James talks about this. James chapter 1, verse 21, he says, humbly accept God's word planted in your heart. It is able to save your souls. Okay, this book, God says, is able to save our souls. Now, if this book can save your soul, it can also feed your soul. It can also restore your soul. It can recharge your soul. It can refuel your soul. As David says in Psalm 23, he restoreth my soul. Now, here's an interesting thing. Recent studies have shown that the way you begin your day and the way you end your day determines your attitude throughout the day. Your first 5 minutes in particular in the morning determine your attitude for the rest of the day. So that's going to set your attitude. You're either going to choose wisely in those first 5 minutes or you're going to not choose wisely. I would ask you to think about what you're going to do in the first 5 minutes of your day. Do not begin your day by picking up your phone. Do not begin your day by reading the news. Do not begin your day by turning on the TV or the radio. None of those things are going to feed your soul. You need to feed your soul first. So I want to recommend that you start a new habit during this pandemic that I guarantee you will help recharge you every day. It's called God's Word First Word and God's Word Last Word. GWFW, God's Word First Word, and GWLW, God's Word Last Word. What does that mean? It means that what you do is you take your Bible and you open it to a book that you want to read through. Let's say you're going to read through Psalms, or let's say you're going to read through 1 John. Those would both be good books. Or Philippians. What you do is you open your Bible and you put it on your bedside, the cabinet or whatever you've got by your bedside, and you leave it open. If the Bible is closed, you will have a tendency to overlook it. But you leave it open to where you read the day before. And then when you wake up in the morning, before you do anything else, God's Word, First Words, you sit down and you read a passage. Now, I talked about this earlier, but I'm telling it to you again in this session because I really want you to start it. I don't think many of you started that habit. And you start reading. It doesn't matter how long you read. It's not about time. It's not 5 minutes or 15 minutes. It's not an hour. What you do is you start reading and then you read until God speaks to you. And the moment you go, that's what I needed to hear, you stop. So if you read one verse, you go, that's all I needed. You stop right there and then you think about it. But in the morning, when you get up, the first thing you do is you look at your open Bible and you read where you started off the night, left off the night before. Then that night, God's Word, Last Word, GWLW. And at the end, you leave your Bible open all day and you just pick up the next verse and you read the next verse and you keep reading until God speaks to you. If He speaks to you in the three verses, stop. It's not how many times you get through the Bible. It's how much the Bible gets through you. So I highly recommend reading or listening to the Bible the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night in a modern translation, like the New Living Translation is a great translation. And I would start with the book of Philippians or the book of 1 John or Psalms or Proverbs. Psalm 92, verse 2. Let me show some verses to you. Psalm 92, 2 says this. Every morning, I thank God for His love, and every evening, I thank Him for His faithfulness. You hear that? Morning and evening. First word, last word. Psalm 119, 147 here on the screen says, before sunrise, I look to you for help and I put my hope in your word. I put my hope in before sunrise. First thing when I get up, the first thing I do, His word, first word, God's word, first word. Isaiah 50 verse 40 says this, God has given me His word that sustains the weary, that He's talking about emotional support. He said, God's word sustains the weary. And Isaiah finishes that sentence saying, He wakes me morning by morning and teaches me His word. God's word, first word. All right? So that's the second commandment. Start and end each day with the word of God. Here's the third commandment for emotional health. Set and stick with a routine. Okay, set and stick with a routine. Now, if you're out of work and you've been asked to shelter at home, you probably haven't had a routine for a while because it wasn't get up, go to work, take the kids to school, whatever. Predictability is an important stress reducer. Did you hear that? Especially when everything is constantly changing. When everything's changing, if something's predictable, if something's routine, that gives you stability. That helps refuel your tank. Here's what the Bible says, Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16. Carefully consider how you live. Carefully consider how you live. See, those dogs are showing you that this is not a green screen here. It really is my farm, okay? So live wisely, not foolishly. Make the most of your time because these are difficult, evil days. Make the most of your time. He says, live wisely. You need to have a routine. Now, when you're stuck at home, it's so easy to slip into sloppiness, okay? Thoughtlessness, thoughtless living without any boundaries, and you end up staying up later than you usually do, and then you sleep in, and you all of the boundaries go out the door. I want you to write this down right now, okay? Write this down. Routine develops resilience. Routine develops resilience. Predictability creates stability. Structure creates steadiness. This is especially important for kids, but it's important for everybody. You need to set and stick with a routine for the duration of this pandemic. Now, a crisis, which we're going through right now, should include what Dr. Bruce Perry calls dosing and spacing. I'm going to explain that a little bit later in a minute, but dosing and spacing are part of a routine.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. At a time when the coronavirus has millions of people worldwide isolated and dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is of paramount importance. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out with the love of God during this unprecedented time in history. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to Daily Hope. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of Pastor Rick's book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book. It's an entire year's worth of devotions as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000 and to receive your copy of Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. We'll lose any part of the grant we do not match by the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get your copy of this study resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.